The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
There is a famous quotation, a principle, that I think applies to every candidate in the upcoming elections here in Northumberland. It's this: knowledge is having the right answer, but intelligence is asking the right questions. In other words, look for candidates who ask the right questions. Now, there's no question that we need the most intelligent candidates, the leaders qualified to ask the right questions and get at the root of the problems undermining our local governments, like increasing debt, lack of transparency, minimal public engagement, and collusion. And to do this, we need to watch whether the candidates place their emphasis on having answers to everything or understanding the problems our communities face by asking critical questions. Because typical politicians, the ones we keep voting in over and over again, are so focused on coming up with answers that they think we want to hear, that they have no thinking capacity for digging into problems and asking the tough questions and telling us the truth, instead of spinning us propaganda and Pollyanna responses. The Port Hope Citizens Association has conducted a survey of residents and created a citizens election platform. And based on the survey, they've posed two questions for all candidates. And they've posted the answers in their recent newsletter that you can find at porthopeca.com. That's porthopeca.com. I perused the candidates' responses, and my takeaway was generally their typical platitudinous non-answers, with an avoidance of commitment and little focus on the big problems and questions facing Port Hope. But that shouldn't be surprising, because most candidates are not very good at asking the tough questions, the ones that expose the problems, which includes being honest about what past councils have not yet accomplished, something the incumbents nearly always avoid. In all the answers that I saw, only one candidate mentioned facing our problems. That was Ken Morden. By the way, you should know that four candidates did not respond at all, which is unacceptable. Those missing in action were Laura Carr, Colleen Haley, Jeff Lees, Peter Angelo. The good news is that another opportunity is coming up in Port Hope on the evening of Wednesday, September 26, when the two candidates for mayor, Bob Sanderson and Terry Hickey, meet for a debate. Here's the good part. Each candidate submits to a moderator three questions for their opponent without the opponent knowing the questions in advance. What a great idea. This is a chance for citizens to measure the candidates, not on their answers, but on their questions. Because those three questions could reveal a great deal about what each candidate sees as the most important issues and problems. Yes, the answers will be interesting, but far more important will be the questions, which should show, one, what the asking candidate thinks are the three biggest problems, two, what he thinks are the other candidate's biggest weaknesses, and three, when the questions are considered together, what he sees as the major mission and direction for Port Hope. All this from just three questions, which I contend will give the audience real insight and understanding as to each candidate's comprehension of the biggest problems the community faces. As the old saying goes, you can't solve a problem until you admit you have one. And even then, you can't solve it until you understand it. Think about it, and then start asking the right questions.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.